Gum, created by Rio Grande.
Riverside Sheriff's Office, calling all cars. Attention all cars, broadcast 287 regarding a blood-stained car at the Indio substation. Assist the officers. That's all. Rolls and quits.
Our new gasoline. This new all-purpose Rio Grande Crush embodies twice as many vital ingredients as found in ordinary fuel. And all are expertly combined in just the right ratio to give you the gasoline of all purpose. Police car drivers and the pilots of other public serving automobiles throughout California were the proving ground for this sensationally new motor fuel. And their unstinted acclaim convinced us all-purpose Rio Grande Crush should be made available to the general motoring public. They found its scientific blend of additional ingredients made up a gasoline that has everything, each element contributing its part to the 100% performance of which each car is capable. Maximum motor car efficiency at minimum cost is yours. The emergency benefits of all-purpose Rio Grande Crush are no farther away than the nearest red and white Rio Grande station. So get a tank full in the morning and watch your car take you places more swiftly, more smoothly, yes, and more economically than ever before. The story we are to hear tonight has been taken in the main from facts to be found in the confidential files of the Sheriff of Riverside County. We have therefore asked Under Sheriff Steve Lynch to open our program.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure for me to avail myself of an opportunity to stress the importance of public recognition of the work of the peace officer. The job of policing any jurisdiction is one that rightfully belongs to the general public. The fact that this duty is delegated to certain officers does not lessen the public's responsibility to cooperate with those officers in enforcing the law. In Riverside County, we are proud of the cooperation not only of private individuals, but of the various law enforcement bodies. The cooperation of local police departments with the sheriff's office and of all other branches of law enforcement makes it an easy task in our county to point out the truthfulness of the statement, crime in any form is a losing proposition. Additional facts on tonight's case will be heard at the end of the program.
In the sheriff's substation in Indio, Deputy Sheriff Ben DeCravecoeur received a visitor.
Hello, Patterson. Come in.
Morning, Ben. How's the sheriff's office?
Oh, getting along. What's on your mind this morning?
Remember old man Martin?
Old Windy?
Yeah, he's the one.
Sure, I remember him. Haven't seen him for quite a while, though. Must be about a month.
Well, that's right. I was out looking for him yesterday, but couldn't find him.
What'd you want with him?
Well, he bought a car from me, that old Chevy of mine. He hasn't made the payment that was due on the 1st.
And this is the 24th of September.
That's right. I want my money or I want the car back.
What can I do about it? We can't run around looking for somebody just because he hasn't shown up lately.
Well, maybe not, but I want my car back. It's out there on the Curse Banner's ranch. I found that much out, and I want it.
Want me to go out with you?
Yep.
Okay, we'll drive out and see what the car is doing there.
There she is, all right.
That car's been here a long time.
How do you know?
Yes, sir, I'd say this car's been here since the latter part of August.
Well, I say, how do you know?
Remember that dust storm we had around the end of August?
Sure, blew all night.
Uh-huh. Well, take a look at the running board and the wheels on the east side.
Say, that's the direction the wind came from, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, the dirt's piled high on that side, all right.
The tires are almost covered. The crevices along the running board are full.
Yeah, it looks clean on the other side, though.
Yeah, and I'd say it's been cleaned. And it was cleaned after the storm.
I believe you're right.
See here, along the board. There's been water or something liquid poured along here.
Yeah, there's a clean place on the floor here, too.
Yeah, that's been washed with soap. See the streaks along there?
Let's see what's on the inside.
Uh-huh. The inside of this car has been cleaned, too. At least the front part has.
Well, here's a lot of bedding and some groceries back here.
Any idea where the groceries came from?
Well, here's a sales ticket from the Indio Grocery. It's dated August 29th.
Good. Let me have it. I'll check on it later.
Say, what are you taking up the floor mat for?
I want to see what's under here.
Find anything?
Unless I'm mistaken, this is blood under here.
Hey, it looks like the floor had been washed, too.
Nope. That water mark was made by the water running under the mat. Whoever cleaned up this car must have forgotten about that.
Say, you know something? Maybe Wendy's done something and skipped out.
Been thinking about that.
She was kind of sweet on a girl down there at Coachella. You know, her old man told him he'd blow his head off if he didn't stay away from the girl.
Nah. Wendy was too old for that sort of thing.
Well, that's what you think. You don't know Wendy like I do.
Well, nobody from Coachella's been reported missing.
And Wendy has. So maybe we're jumping at conclusions.
You're doing the jumping. I'm just not overlooking any bets. Maybe Wendy has done away with somebody and has run off.
On the other hand, that may not be blood.
That's right, too. And still further, it may not be human blood if it is.
Well, how are we going to find out?
Here, I'll scrape a little of it off and take it into Dr. Gray in Indio and have him make tests on it.
Well, can he tell if it's human blood?
Sure, it's a cinch. Dr. Gray?
Yes?
Here's some samples of scrapings I got from a car that I suspect has been mixed up in some sort of trouble.
Uh-huh.
I wish you'd tell me whether they contain blood or not.
All right, Ben. Come into my laboratory here. We'll make a test of it.
Hey, can I watch?
Certainly. Come on in.
Here's the stuff I scraped off the floorboards of the car.
Just put it in that little glass dish there on the table.
Can you tell me if it's human or animal blood?
Yes, but that'll take a little longer.
Well, we got plenty of time.
Say, what's that stuff?
This is known as the benzidine test. It shows whether the stain is blood or something else. Uh-huh. Well, Ben, I'm afraid you've got some blood here.
Yeah? How can you tell?
Now watch while I drop some of this benzidine solution on a little piece of this dirt you brought in. You see how it turns green?
It does. It's that.
Well, I'll be doggone. Simple, isn't it?
Yeah, simple as hauling off a log.
Now let's see if it's human blood.
Well, that's a little more complicated. Hand me that bottle on the end of the shelf there.
This one?
Yes, that's the one.
Well, it says on the label, rabbit serum. What do? Shoot the little rabbits full of this stuff?
No, we get it from the rabbits after they've been inoculated with human blood.
Now, how's that going to work, Doc?
We pour a little into this test tube like this.
Yeah.
Then we add a solution of this stuff you brought in.
Uh-huh.
Shake it a little. Now, if it's human blood and that sample, we should get a cloudy reaction.
By George, it's getting muddy, all right.
Yeah, I believe it is at that.
Well, I'll be doggone.
I believe you said that before.
Yes, so it is.
Well, Ben, I believe this is human blood, all right.
Let me talk to Sheriff Rayburn. Sheriff, this is Ben Crevecoeur down at Indio.
How are you, Ben?
Okay, but I think we got a murder on our hands down here.
That's so? Who is it?
Old man Martin, Wendy Martin.
Who killed him?
Well, we don't know yet. We're not even sure that it's Martin who's dead. He may have killed somebody himself. I'm going out now and see if I can locate him.
Let me know what you find.
I will. Oh, Sheriff. Maybe you'd better send a couple of the boys down to help look for Wendy.
All right, Ben. I'll send Lloyd Baller and Lester Graham down to look things over.
Okay, Sheriff. I'm going out now with Chief Sanford and see if we can find Wendy.
Right.
I'll take a look at the stuff in Wendy's shack, too, and let you know what I find.
Okay, Ben. Go ahead.
Sanford. What do you think?
Personally, I believe somebody killed old man Martin for his money.
I never was sure he had any.
Neither was I.
I checked on that letter we found in Martin's shack.
Oh, the one to Judge Fredericks in Banning?
That's the one.
What did the judge say?
He'd written Wendy about a traffic case that Wendy was involved in. He'd been fined for drunk driving, but wasn't able to pay the fine, so the judge let him pay it in installments. Well, when Wendy didn't show up on the first of the month like he promised, the judge sent him a letter. It had a self-addressed envelope in it. That's the one we found.
Oh, well, and evidently Wendy's talk about having money was a pipe dream, huh?
That's what I figured, that some of these fellows around here might have believed his story.
And killed him for the money, huh?
That's the basis I'm going on. I think we'll find his body in some of these fallow fields around here.
Yeah, might as well start looking here.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Let's take a look in this old well.
If there's a body in there, you can have the job of getting it out. I don't want any part of it.
Nope. Nothing down there.
Handy things, hand mirrors. You can throw the sunlight clear to the bottom.
Yeah. Well, I guess we might as well try the next well. I'm beginning to get awfully tired of looking down the old well.
Yeah, you and me both.
Won't be long before the sun's too low to use this mirror. Well, I'll try this one and call it a day.
It's pretty deep.
Yep. I'd say at least 60 feet.
See anything?
Not yet. Wait a minute. There is something down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it, too. Looks like a shoe.
It is a shoe. One of Wendy Martin's shoes.
How do you know?
Take a good look. If I can hold this mirror still. There. See how high that shoe is?
Uh-huh.
Wendy had weak ankles. Always wore extra high shoes. That's Wendy Martin's body, all right.
Well, what do we do now?
Go back to the Indio and get a well digger to bring his rig out here and hoist the body out.
Hey, wait a minute. See this?
Blood stains on the well tubing.
It looks like a touch of murder.
Looks that way. Boy, is it going to be a job finding out who killed old man Martin.
I never had any idea. 60-foot well, seems so deep.
Well, won't be long now.
I'm getting too old for this sort of thing. You're cranking a windlass. Job I'm not very fond of.
Well, here it comes. You won't have to crank.
Old man Martin, all right. He's got our corpus delicti.
After he had disappeared, John Wendy Martin came back again to silently confirm the suspicion that he had been murdered. Later that day, in the sheriff's substation at Indio, the long arm of coincidence again reached into the tangled web of the case. Deputy de Cravatour is booking a prisoner.
Now, let's see. Your name's Smith, and you live at Chiquella, do you?
Yeah.
Now, what'd I do with that blotter?
Ow! That looks like a black widow spider, mister.
It is. Hit me right on the wrist, too. Square on the artery.
You better call a doctor.
Yes?
Give me the hospital.
Go ahead. City hospital.
Dr. Gray, please.
My mother.
Hello. Hello, Doc.
Yes?
This is Ben.
Where
I just got bit by a black widow spider. I'll get it in a bottle and bring it over, and you can fix me up.
Oh, stop. I didn't get over here.
All right. Be right over.
Less than 20 minutes later, the delirious deputy was fast losing consciousness. Deputy Sheriffs Bowler and Graham, sent down by Sheriff Rayburn, stood beside his bed in the hospital.
Oh,
well, Bowler, this is a fine thing. Here we've got a murder on our hands, and Ben has to get chewed up by a spider so he can't tell us what he knows.
That would have to happen to us.
Well, it's just a chance, Graham, that Ben can carry on a pretty lucid conversation. Sometimes these poisonings affect men that way.
Or so truth serum, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Worth trying, Les. Sure. Ben. Ben, can you hear me?
Can hear you? How are you, Les?
He knows you.
I don't think so. He's quite oblivious to his surroundings.
Ben, we want to know about the Martin case. What did you intend to do next?
Talk to people on the ranch. Where we found Carter. Going to move. Juanita told me.
Who's Juanita, Ben?
She's a little amateur detective. Talk to Juanita. She'll help you.
I remember seeing her address in his book down at the office. Okay, Ben, we'll talk to Juanita. What else?
Look for boy Martin used to go to dances with. May know who killed Martin.
What's his name?
Alberto Rodriguez. Look for Alfredo Ruiz, too. Here and around, Rodriguez.
Think they killed Martin, Ben?
May have. Ask Juanita.
Anybody else you think we ought to talk to?
Yeah, talk to Italian John. You may know something. Talk to a fellow named Tavio. He moved Martin's stuff to just on the ranch.
Bet he's telling us more than if he was conscious.
Well, that's possible. He's telling you the things he had planned to do and the things he has heard. You'll be safe from following up on them.
Maybe that's a good tip. Might as well try it.
I guess so. This is beginning to get uncanny, talking to Ben. Let's get to work.
Okay. All right. Shove her up again. against the eave. I'll take a look on the roof and see what's up there. Find it?
I'll say.
What is it?
A watch chain. And I've got a hunch where it came from.
Yeah? Where?
Off the watch that our friend Rodriguez is carrying.
Is that so, Rodriguez?
Senor, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, we'll take you along to jail and see if you can't think it out. Hello, George. How's business at the Indio Grocery?
Not so hot.
No?
It'd be all right if I collect what some of my customers owe me, such as old man Martin.
How'd you know he owed me anything? Here's a sales slip we found in his car dated August 29th.
How'd you happen to get it?
Old man Martin's been murdered, George.
Murdered? That's right. Who did it? That's what we'd like to know.
Hey, do you remember who was with him last time he was in here?
Let me see now. That was the day of the big dust storm, wasn't it?
I believe it was.
Let me think. Yeah. He was that Rodriguez kid, Alberto.
Alberto again, huh?
Yeah, I remember now. Kid bought some shotgun shells.
Yeah. Old man Martin's head was blown off with a shotgun. Well, thanks, George. We'll be seeing you. Juanita, what do you know about Alberto Rodriguez?
Not much. He's a pretty weak boy.
What do you mean, weak?
He does what his uncle Alfredo tells him to do.
You think he'd kill a man?
Hmm? If Alfredo told him to, he would.
Do you think he killed old John Martin?
Yes.
What makes you think so?
I've been keeping my eyes and ears open. You ask Lee Johnson a few questions. An Italian John and Alfredo's brother, Alexander. You will learn a few things.
Such as?
You will find out that Alberto borrowed Italian John's shotgun the day old man Martin disappeared.
What else?
You will find out that Italian John is very angry about his shotgun.
Uh-huh. Go on.
And you will find out that Alexander will not talk about where Alberto is.
You know where he is yourself?
No. I could not find that out.
Okay, Juanita. Thanks. Let's start on John first, Lloyd. John, I want to know about your shotgun.
Yes?
What you want to know? Where is it?
I don't know. She's annoying.
Now, don't start that stuff or you'll wind up behind an iron door. Where's that gun?
I tell you the truth. She's no here. She's a brawl.
How come?
I loaned it to her, Salaberto. He say he go rabbit hunt. All day he's to go rabbit hunt. Then in the evening he's to come home. And his mother, she's bringing my shotgun to me. And she say, my boy is get a drink from a well. He's dropping your gun and she's broke. That's all I know. Who is gonna pay me for my shotgun, huh?
We're not interested in that. You want to find Alberto.
You want him. I want him. I make him pay me for my shotgun.
Was there blood on your gun when Alberto brought it back?
Is... How do you know that?
Never mind. I'll ask the questions. You just answer them.
Was there blood on the gun?
Sure.
Any idea how it got there?
No.
Where was the gun broken?
She's broken. Right.
Where's the gun now?
I take the gun to San Badu, the fix shop.
Okay, we'll look into that later. And you better be telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth. I'm always telling the truth. I'm a no liar about the gun that she's broke.
Okay, forget it. Your first name's Lee, isn't it, Johnson?
Yes, sir.
You know Alberto Rodriguez?
Sure, I knew him.
When did you see him last?
Oh, about a month ago.
Any idea where he is now?
Nope. Last I heard of him, he was supposed to have been in a fight in Coachella. Him and that uncle of his. Then they both disappeared, and I haven't seen either one of them since.
Lloyd, get on the phone, will you, and check up and see if these two birds may be in a hospital somewhere in the valley.
Okay.
Where'd this fight take place?
Oh, Joe's beer joint in Coachella.
Check that one, too, will you, Lloyd?
Sure.
Did you know old man Martin?
Oh, sure. Everybody knows Windy.
Was he pretty friendly with this Rodriguez fellow?
Sure. Used to lend him money. Let him use his car and all sorts of things.
You know much about this Alfredo guy?
Nobody knew much about him. He come from Arizona.
Arizona, huh?
Yeah, they all come from over there somewhere close to Mesa. Why are you so interested in those two birds?
Oh, just nosy, I guess.
Well, Les, I checked the hospital at Mecca in Indio, a beer joint. No soap anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Joe hasn't seen the two birds for a month at least. He said the fight didn't amount to anything anyway. Neither of them has shown up for treatment anywhere.
Well, it's not important anyway. I have a hunch the boys we want are in Arizona.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I got about those two boys from the sheriff in Phoenix. They've been seen around this pool hall.
How are we going to know them?
That's a problem. We'll have to take a chance on anybody that answers their description.
Well, we can't pick them up out here.
Good thing we have an agreement with Arizona about extradition.
Yeah, it might hold us up otherwise.
Hey, look.
Yeah?
There's a couple of monkeys who look pretty good to me.
You mean that young one and the bird at the second table?
Uh-huh. Alberto's only 18, you know, and his uncle's only 31.
I think they're the babies we're looking for.
Let's take a chance.
Alberto? Somebody called me?
Yeah, I did. Come over here a minute. I'll bring Alfredo with you.
Come on.
What a freak.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want to talk with you a minute.
You know this man, Alfredo?
No. Well, don't be bashful, boys. We've been wanting to see you fellows for some time. You look a little homesick.
Oh, no. We're not homesick. We like it here, don't we, Alfredo?
Sure, we like it here.
Oh, you'll like it better back in California.
We never lived in California.
That's your story. Well, here's our story.
Why you put these handcuffs on? Who are you?
We're officers from the Sheriff's Department, Riverside County, out in California. We've come to see that you boys get back home safe and sound so that you can spend the rest of your lives in jail.
What have we done? We are innocent.
Killing an old man because you thought he had a little money isn't very innocent. Come along.
Dios mío.
All right, Alberto. We've got Alfredo's side of the story. Now start talking.
What did he tell you?
Never mind what he told us. It's your story we're interested in.
What would they do with me if I tell you everything?
There's no telling. They might hang you.
No, they can't do that. It was Alfredo's fault. I didn't want to kill him.
You what?
I will not tell you.
Better change your mind.
You'll have to tell it in court anyway. Might as well help things out now by telling us about it.
Oh, all right. I tell you.
Get started.
Well, Alfredo and I, we got Italian Johns. The shotgun, my father before one. I tell him I want to hunt rabbits. Alfredo said to me, I park my car in Big Grove west of town. You bring all my martini out to Grove, and we take his money.
Did you do it?
I get shotgun shells, and then all my martini, he go to grocery store to buy groceries. Then we drive out the place where we're killing. I tell him I want to keep out of cry. I want to buy some fellow. When we get out there, he say, I no see any car. And I say, pretty soon, now you see planning. Then my uncle, Alfredo, he walk up and shoot the old man in the back of the head and he fall down.
Was he dead?
No, he crawled around on the ground. Then my uncle said to me, Alberto, you finished the job. So I hit him with the gun. That was when the stock got broke. That is all that happened.
That's all, huh?
Si, senor.
How much money did you get?
$4.35.
$4.35? You killed a man for $4.35?
Si, senor, we bought beer with him. And now he decides to go away. He was very disappointing, senor.
Oh, you were disappointed, were you?
Well, si, senor, it's very disappointing.
Too bad. Well, Alberto, you won't be disappointed this time.
No, senor?
No. We'll see to it that you get everything you deserve.
Under Sheriff Lynch will conclude our story. Before presenting the closing facts, friends, I want to urge each of you who hasn't done so to put the new all-purpose Rio Grande crack to a personal test. I want you to find out to your own complete satisfaction the truth of what I've told you about this radically new and different gasoline. That the perfect blending of a double portion of ingredients does give you a motor fuel that for once in automotive history meets every purpose. It makes your car surpass any previous performance in every department of guidance. This new cracked gasoline is liquid dynamite. Get it at any red and white Rio Grande station. And now, Under Sheriff Steve Lynch.
Alfredo and Alberto were not disappointed. They received life sentences in San Quentin, where they are living examples of the fact that crime cannot pay. Incidentally, Deputy Crevecourt recovered from his spider bite and is still a member of Sheriff Rayburn's staff.
Thank you, Under Sheriff Lynch.
Riverside County Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Attention all cars to cancellation broadcast 287 regarding a murder. Suspects in this case are now in custody. That's all.
This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for Rio Grande. Next week at this hour, Rio Grande will present The Plague of the Black Locust. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.